One, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to the Pig's Ear. When I came to Japan from Ireland 8 years ago,
the first most important thing was to find a job. Well, I opened the newspaper and one advertisement jumped right out at me. Potato Club requires teachers. Wow, what was this? Vegetables teaching English? What was going on here? I came from Ireland, famous for its potatoes, and I thought, that's the job for me. I got the job, and I asked the owner of the school, why potatoes? Everybody loves them, she said. I had a wonderful time working for the Potato Club, and the owner was a wonderful woman who believed in supporting teachers to develop their own teaching materials and their own style of teaching. I worked with a Japanese assistant. Her job was to deal with the runny noses and little kids who missed their mummies, and anxious parents. I was very lucky to be working with Rie Kimura, a talented artist with a great love for children, and her ambition was to become an illustrator for picture books. And we started working together, producing worksheets and workbooks for our students. These books we then sent off to some big publishers. We got lucky. Within a week, we were contacted by some editors from New York who invited us to go to Tokyo and meet them. We were offered a contract. It was then that the really hard work started. We made 2 series of Potato Pals readers. It was an amazing experience working with professional editors and designers. Potato Pals are a system of storybooks that help children to talk about the things they do in their everyday life. There are 6 potato characters: Buddy, Daisy, Chip, Dean, Nina, and Joy. And the first series of Potato Pals is about what the potatoes do in their daily life. The second series has the Potato Pals going out into the world and doing all sorts of things, like camping, visiting the farm, going to the zoo. It's been great fun. The idea was very simple, but now Potato Pals are being sold in countries all over the world. So it's a very exciting thing to have happened from such a small start.